Today's Shin Sechta Kedushin Daf Samach Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara is in the midst of teaching us how we know, as we learned in the Mishnah, that Kedushin and not Typhus by a Chayv Ekrisis. If the relationship that we're discussing involves a Chayv Ekrisis, the Kedushin is not Typhus. And as we therefore learned in the Mishnah, in such a case, the child born of such a union would be a Mamzer. Elamar B'yayna V'tayim Rav Huna B'rei D'Vishua Amakra. The Pasuk says at the end of describing the Parshas Arayis, says the Torah, Kichol HaShiyas Mikol HaTeva Sa'ela V'nichrishu HaNefesh HaOysas Mikarev Amam. The Torah says, Kichol HaShiyasu, says the Gemara, the Torah, by using those words, Kichol HaShiyasu, means that Kuksha Kol HaRayis Kulam, all of the Rayis are connected to Achois Isha. So now, unlike what the Gemara thought in the previous year, that there was a Mamet Sinu, that we were learning it out logically. Logically, the Gemara asked questions. Here it becomes a Hekesh. And what happened with a Hekesh, then it's not room for logical questions. The Torah is connecting them on. And what the Torah is saying, Huk Shekol Arayis Kulam, all Arayis are connected to Achois Isha. And from here we learn Ma Achois Isha, as we've learned in our previous shir. The pasuk says v'hoyselish achar loytafsa by kedushin, that the kedushin of achois isha is not typhus with somebody with the person she's not allowed to marry. From here we learn af kolarayis kulam, so too is all the halacha by all other rayis loytafsa by kedushin. Kedushin is not typhus. So the Marit asks, so if that's the case, why does the Torah have to say that lo yikach ish es eshes aviv? And from there we learn the kedushin is not typhus. If all ervas are learned from the pasuk of achois isha, so we should learn that erva, the halacha of ben bala, also from achois isha. So he answers, if I wouldn't have had that pasuk, I would have said the pasuk that we just learned. We would learn that v'hoyselish achar comes to teach us that kedushin is not toifus beishes av, even by the eved, and we would maybe say all other arayas are connected to a nida. By a nida, kedushin is toifus, and not to an eishes av, which is a base is bezdin. In other words, what the Marit is answering, if we only had that pasuk, we would say that halacha, this halacha that we're learning about kedushin not being typhus, we would say is limited to a situation of a Mises Bezdin. And the halacha that actually about kedushin by a Chiv Karis, we would maybe learn from a nida that the halacha is that by a nida kedushin is typhus. That's why we have this pasuk to teach us that by chorus, kedushin is not typhus. Ask the Gemara, Yehachi, if we're comparing everything to achayis isha, I feel a nida nami. So ask the Gemara, maybe we should say that by nida, kedushin is not typhus. Alama Amar Abaya, ask the Gemara, why has Abaya taught us that hakamoidim, everybody is in agreement, hakamoidim abala nida, that somebody has a relations with a nida, that the bala site, that the child born from a nida, the kain ala saita, or somebody has relations with a saita, that we've learned that if a man declares his wife a saita, the halach is that the husband may not live with her until her situation is clarified, still the kedushin, the child ain't a Vlad Mamzer. The child is not a Vlad Mamzer. Amar Chizkiya, the pasuk answers Chizkiya. The pasuk teaches us Amar Kra v'ti nidasa elav v'afilu b'shas nidasa. The Torah is teaching us that even while she is a nida, tia by havaya, the kedushin is effective. And once we learn that the Kedushin is effective, everything else falls into place. Because as we had been learning, the status of the child being a mamzer is directly connected to the status if the Kedushin is typhus. And if the Kedushin is typhus, if the Kedushin is effective, then the halacha will be that the child is not a mamzer. So even though having relations, Rachman Tzlan, with a wife while she's a nida does carry chiv karis, so that still it doesn't carry with it that the child would be a mamzer. So now, ask the Gemara, we have the following situation. Nida, which is a chiv karis, kedushin is typhus. A chais isha, which is a chiv karis, the kedushin is not typhus. And both of these, as we've been learning in our shiurim, are explicit psukim. Now, the Gemara asks, we started today's shiur by learning that all arayis are taught, are learned from achais isha. So ask the Gemara, instead of learning from achais isha, michti, ikalik shuila nida, we could compare all arayis to the halacha of a nida. And just like by a nida, the kedushin is typhus, perhaps so we should say is the halacha by an achais, by all arayis. Or on the other hand, vika l'kshuil achais isha, we can compare all arayis to achais isha. So ask the Gemara, my chaz is the makshul achais isha, why are we comparing all arayis to achais isha? And saying that just like by achais isha, kedusha is not typhus, so is the din by all other chiv increases, why not akshul nida? Why don't we compare it to nida? Answers the Gemara, a rule, l'kula l'chumra, when we have an option to learn a kula or a chumra, the rule is l'chumra makshinan. We prefer to learn l'chumra, and therefore we'll learn from achais isha rather than from nida. So Tosfos asks, why don't we say that we should learn from a nida? Because a nida, the halacha is that the kedushin, a nida applies to everyone. Achais isha doesn't apply to everyone. Says Tosfos that it's still preferable to learn from a chais isha, that we'll learn that the child is a mamza, which is a chumra, rather than learning from a nida, which is not as significant. So in other words, Tosfos is asking that kedushin should, maybe we should learn that kedushin is not typhus. We should learn that the kedushin, that she's also, that kedushin is not typhus by a nida. The Rashba, the Ritva gives a different teretz. The Ritva says the issue on the table is not nido achais isha. The issue on the table is what creates a mamzer. And now we're going to say which is a more significant isser. The isser of achais isha is a more significant isser. Why is the isser of achais isha more significant? Because it you can't be typhus kedusha. Rather, but Yaakov Omer Asya, the way we know that Kedusha is not typhus b'chayiv krisis, we learn a kavachomer. We learn from a kavachomer from Yavama. We know if a man dies without children, the wife becomes a shemeris yavam, and while she's a shemeris yavam, she's not allowed to marry someone else until her yavam does yibum mechalitza. It says the Gemara, my yavama, she belav. If a yavama, which is alav, like Tafsa Bekedisha, the Kedusha is not typhus. As the Pasuk says regarding a Shemeris Yavam, Laisiyah Eshes HaMesa Chutzal is Zor. And from that words we learn that she doesn't have Havaya. Nobody, the Kedusha is not typhus. So too, Chayv Mises, Chayv Krisis, like Koshkein, the Halacha is that the Kedusha is not typhus. So ask the Gemara, if we're learning from a Yavama Lashuk, so which, as we just described, is a chiv lav, so ask the Gemara, so then we should perhaps say, ihachi, that the halacha ought to be that shar chayv lavin nami, that by all chayv lavin, the halacha is that kedushin is not typhus. F answers the Gemara, Amra Papa, chayv lavin, when we speak about chayv lavin, behedik sibu, the Torah speaks, says, teaches us explicitly that the kedushin is typhus. Because the Pasuk teaches us, Kisyan al-Ishtein Nashim, If a man has two wives, ha'achas ahuva v'achas snua, one he loves and one he hates, v'yoldu le'bonim ahuva v'snua, and they both have children, says the Torah, v'haya ben ha'b'chor l'snia, if the child, the b'chor, is from the wife that he hates, v'haya b'yayim achilas bonav ha'zashir lo'y, when it comes to divide the Yerusha, lo'yuchal avakas ben ahuva ben b'nei b'snua b'chor. He can't treat, even though the child that's not the oldest comes from the wife that he loves, that doesn't change, that the older one is the Bukhar is a reality. So now the question is, what does the word snua and ahuva in this pasuk mean? V'cheyesh snua l'fnei makam, is it possible to call somebody snua? Ahuva l'fnei makam, is it possible to call somebody ahuva? El ahuva means ahuva ben nesu'eha. That means there's nothing wrong with this marriage. Snua means snua ben nesu'eha. It's a marriage that should not have taken place. And what does the Torah say? Kamar achmona kesiyana, that both marriages are effective. What is the Torah teaching us? That even though the kedushin involved a lav, the kedushin involved an avera, it's still going to be an effective kedushin. Ask the Gemara. Ul Rabbi Kiva d'ama in kedushin toifes b'chayv lavin. However, according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, that says kedushin is not effective b'chayv lavin. And he says that even from Mechayvi Lavin, the child would be a mamzer. This pasuk, Kesiyeno, the Gemara asks, but my mokum, how will he say pshat? And I saw that the Rishonim explain that even if Rabbi Kiva, that says the Gemara, that Rabbi Kiva is certainly of the opinion that the Kedushin is not typhus. And the question is, maybe the Kedushin is typhus, and the child is a mamzer. Who says that they travel together? So the Rishonim all explain that they can't not travel together. If the kedushin is typhus, then the child cannot be a mamzer. Answers the Gemara, he's going to say that the pasuk is speaking about Alman al Kohen Gadol, that even though the Torah says Amana grush v'chalolas zayna es elu layikach ki im besulam amav yikach isha, the kedushin is that the chiv lav. Still, Rabbi Kiva will agree that by this chiv lav, the kedushin is typhus. Ukrab Samoy, this is what Rabbi Samoy taught us. The Tanya Rabbi Samoy Omer, mina kol, from any type of union that involves an avera, Rabbi Kiva said that the child born would be a mamzer, chutz me'amon al-kohen gadol, with the exception of amon al-kohen gadol, harayam retayra, because the Torah says, regarding the kohen gadol who marries the amonah, v'lo yichal al-zara ba'amav. We learn from here, chalul and oisa, that the child will be a chalul, but v'ein oisa mamzeris, but won't be a mamzer. So I saw that the Sefer Lachmei Toida says that we know that Leah called her second son Shimon. Why? Because she said, because she says, Sinua bin Suel. Hashem heard that I am disliked in my marriage. So the question is, Leah was trying to make this point. But the question is, why did Leah see the need to make this point only by a second son? Why didn't she say it by a first son? So, he explains that Leah assumed that she snua ben nesu'eha because she married a chos isha. Because she was a sister of her, she's a sister, she's marrying her sister's husband. So Reuven was born from Yaakov and Leah's first act of bia. As the pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu himself said, Reishis oini. At that point, Yaakov wasn't married to Rachel. So she wasn't a snua b'sunel. She wasn't considered a marriage that shouldn't have taken place. Only afterwards, after that, we know Yaakov married Rachel. And at that point, Leah became an achos isha. So of course the question is, why is Leah the achos isha? Why isn't Rachel the achos isha? So I was thinking, because Yaakov had designated Rachel up front to be his wife. So you can't call Leah that, you can't call Rachel the Chais Isha. So she only became a Chais Isha after Yaakov actually married Rachel. And then only afterwards Shimon was born, and that's why she could say Snubus now. Ask the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Sheva to Omer Boim and Tzavech Al Kiva by Yosef. Sheva says, let's raise our voice on Akiva ben Yosef. Shai Omer, that Akiva said, Kosh Eli Bia B'Yisrael, wherever the marriage wasn't supposed to take place, Havlad Mamzer. So according to Reb Yeshevov, Reb Akiva's opinion is that an almana who married a Kohen Gadol child is a Mamzer. Because this was a marriage that should not have taken place. So therefore, we're back to where we started, where what does Reb Akiva explain is the pasuk of Snua ben Nesuah. What will he say? That what will be the case that Reb Akiva will identify that the marriage is Snua, that it shouldn't have taken place, but it's a valid marriage. So the Gra asks, what is pshat in this wording in the Gemara? Very unusual wording. Boy v'netzaveach. Let's be upset. Let's raise our voices. Is that the way Chazal speak to each other? So the Gra says that throughout Shas, the halach is halach k'Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi v'loi mechavei rov. That if one individual is arguing with Rabbi Akiva, the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. Chavei rov, but if there are many arguing on Rabbi Akiva, then the halach is not like Rabbi Akiva. So what was meant to be done here, explains the Gra, what was meant to be done here is to have Boine Tzaveach, that many people are disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva. Because many people are disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva, we'll know that the halacha is not, the halacha is actually not like Rabbi Akiva. So that's why we needed in the Tzaveach. Says the Gemara, Hanichel Rabbi Shevav says, according to Rabbi Shevav, how do we understand that when he said that Rabbi Akiva holds kosher only be b'Yisrael of la mamza, lefukim der samoy kasi, that he's coming to argue with samoy, that he says that Rabbi Akiva, that samoy holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, the child of an almanah to a kohen gadol is not a mamzer, and Rabbi Shevav is saying that the child is a mamzer, that but Rabbi Shevav is going to agree. The Rabbi Akiva agrees that if the marriage involved here is only an Isser Asay, then Rabbi Akiva will agree that the child is not a mamzer. So then everything could work out. Why can everything work out? Because we'll say the pasuk that says Snua b'snuel, that's a marriage that shouldn't have taken place, but the Kedushin is Typhus, and the child's not a mamzer, and Rabbi Akiva will have a way to explain the pasuk. We'll speak about a case where somebody violated only a mitzvah say in this marriage. Eli tam de nafshikama. If we're going to say that what he meant to say is that Rabbi Akiva holds that whatever this marriage should not have taken place, the halacha is the kedushin is not typhus, the child is a mamzer. Eli tam de nafshikama. And he's saying that Rabbi Akiva holds a filu chai ve'esei, even if the marriage involves the violation of mitzvah asei, the marriage is not a valid marriage, but my mukum law. So how will he explain, back to where we started, how will Rabbi Akiva explain the pasuk, snua ben nesuel? Says the Gemara, he's going to say that the pasuk speaking about a pnuya, a pnuya who had a relationship, who had Tashmish, without being married, and now she married a Kohen Gadol. And there it's an Isser Asay. We're learning now that even by an Isser Asay, Rabbi Akiva says the Kedushin is not Typhus, the child is a Mamzer. Why would Rabbi Akiva say that this Chayva Essay is different? And Maishna, why would Rabbi Akiva hold this Chayva Essay is different? Shem de Havle Essay Shenishab Bakol. It's a unique essay because it's an essay that only is by Kohen Gadol, by no one else. An essay that's only by Kohen Gadol, by no one else, and Rabbi Akiva will agree that it has these two considerations. Number one, it's an essay. Number two, it's an essay that only applies to Kohen Gadol. Such cannot be a case where Kedushin is not Typhus. Such cannot be a case where a child is a Mamzer. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say that we don't learn from Yevoma? Because the Kedushin is Typhus, Adam Mukale B'chai V'lavan. Instead of saying, in other words, we have a debate, we have an issue. From one hand, we can learn from Yevoma L'shuk, the Rabbanan can learn, that a Chai V'lavan Kedushin is not Typhus. We have the Pasuk of Snua, that by Chai V'lavan Kedushin is Typhus. Ask the Gemara, Adamukale b'chai v'lavin. Say the pasuk of snuin nukbe b'chai v'esei. Let's say that that pasuk is talking about a chai v'esei, and we'll say that by chai v'lavin the rabbanon will agree that kedushin is by chai v'lavin. Rabbanon will agree that kedushin is not typhus. I the pasuk of snua is talking about chai v'esei. Answers the Gemara chai v'esei b'maynihu. So Gemara says, we have to drill down. What would be the case of the Chai V'esei? Ishtei Mitzriyos, if both wives are Mitzriyos, that are Osir B'esei, so then Shtei Masnuos. They're both equal. It's not Achas Ahuv of Achas Nuo. Vi Achas Mitzriyos V'Achas Yisrael, and one is a Mitzri, and one is Yisraelis, the Pasuk says, Kisiyen El Ishtei Noshim, which means we need Ma'am Echad Binan. They have to be similar. If one is a mitzvah and one is a Yisraelis, they're not me'am achad. Vi bula kohen gadol, if it's talking about the case that we just mentioned, a bula kohen gadol, miksev siena l'kohen, the Torah says, ki siena l'ish. L'ish means every Jew, not specifically a kohen gadol. Rav Kiva, if he's saying, as we're learning now, the Pasuk is speaking about almon l'kohen gadol, I, the Pasuk, says kisianolish, which means every person, says the Marpakarka. He has to say that the Pasik is speaking about a case of either Bulal Kohen Gadol or a case of Mitzrius and Yisraelis, even though, as we just learned, that's not the simple way of explaining the Pasik. But because he says Yevama L'shuk, it's clearly an indication, says Rikiva, that since the Torah says Kedushin is not Typhus, from there we learned that by all Chai V'lavin Kedushin is not Typhus. So what are we going to do with Snua? We're going to have to explain it as an Amal Kohen Gadol, or we're going to have to explain with Achas Mitzvos V'Achas Yisraelis, even though, as the Gemara just explained, that isn't really a great way of explaining the Psukim. He has no other option. Says the Gemara, we learned in Mishnah, Chami She'en Lai Olav, somebody has no Yerusha, then the halacha is Talot Avlad Kamaisai. And what did the Mishnah explain? That if somebody married a Shifcha or a Nachris, the halacha is that the Kedushin is not Typhus, and the halacha is that the child born from a Nachris, from a non-Jewish woman, or from a Shifcha, will be like their mother. Says the Gemara, Shifcha Kananis Manalon. How do we know that a Shifcha's Kananis is like that? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Makra. The Pasuk says, when Avram Avinu went to Rakeda, Avram Avinu says, Shvulachem V'yoyme Avram El Na'arov, Shvulachem Poyem Chamor. So we see that they're considered the Am Hadoyim L'chamor. So Rav Chaim Briska says that we need to understand, Rav Chaim Briska asks a question. Why is Kedushin not Typhus by a Shifcha Kananis by a Nachris? Is it because they're not Jewish, and the halacha is that Kedushin is only Typhus with a Jewish woman? Or is there a special halacha that they are individuals, since they're Am Hadoyim L'chamor, Kedushin is not Typhus by them? Rav Chaim says that the reason Kedushin is not Typhus is because there's a new din. It's not because they're not Jewish. And as we're going to see in the Gemara is saying there's a new din that they considered Am Hadoyim L'chamor. And since they're in that category, that's why Kedushin is not Typhus. So the Tver Shloimeh makes a very interesting observation. Why is this halacha that Shulachem Poyim Chamor, Am Hadoim L'Chamor, specifically taught by the Parsha of Akedas Yitzchak. So he explains that the reason the Torah did this was to make the Nesoyin of the Akedah for Avram Avinu, the test of the Akedah for Avram Avinu, so much greater. Because what was the message? The message was that you're going to slaughter your son Yitzchak, and what are you going to be left with? What are you going to be left with? You're going to be left as with Yishmael and Eliezer. And what are we now learning is the status of Yishmael and Eliezer? Am Hadoim El Chamor. And then he says a step further. This is the Tver Shloim on Rosh Hashanah. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, did not mean to demean Yishmael and Eliezer. Because after Akedah, it says that he went back to Na'orav. The Torah doesn't speak negatively about them. Only on the way to the Akedah, in order to make the test of the Akedah so much more significant, are they called Am Hadoim L'Chamor. But afterwards, of course, we're not looking in any way to degrade Yishmael, the son of Avram Avinu. We're not looking to degrade Eliezer. I saw a very nice pshat. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Yoda Shar Kaneu V'Chamor Avas Balav. The Shar has the intellect to recognize who is his owner. And if his owner calls him, he has the intelligence to know that I have to go. Chamor does not have that intelligence. Chamor Avas Balav. All the Chamor recognizes is the basket that's in front of him. And that is what makes Klal Yisrael special. What makes Klal Yisrael special is that everything that we have and everything that we possess, we recognize comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the pasuk says regarding the Nochrim that they are Am Hadam El Chamor. The Am Hadam El Chamor doesn't have the recognition of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. We, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, have that recognition. And since we have that recognition, that's why we're considered, they are considered Chamor, and we're called Bechor Shor Hadolai. I saw that the Rosh says, when were Yishmael and Eliezer called the Am Hadoim El Chamor? We know that the Pasuk says that as they were going to the Akedah, they said, Avram Avinu asked the people who were going with him, do you see something? He saw V'yaris HaMokai Merochaik. And Yitzchak recognized that place. Avram Avinu recognized that place. Yishmael and Eliezer did not recognize that place. And because they did not recognize that place, that's why they're called the Am Hadoima L'Chamor. Ashkan, the light tafs of the Kedusha. So as the Gemara, we know that from this, that the Kedusha is not toivus by a Shivcha. However, v'lod k'maisa menolan, from where will we know that the child born to the Shivcha has the same status as its mother? Answers the Gemara, the Amakra, the Pasuk says regarding an Eved Ivri that the Adon gives him a Shivcha Kananis. We know, as we've discussed earlier in our Masechta, the Torah in Parashas Mishpatim teaches us that an owner could give his Eved Ivri a Shivcha Kananis. And the Torah says, he isha v'yiladeo tia l'daneo, that they remain with the owner, and they don't get connected to their father. Ask the Gemara, so this is halacha by a Shivcha, Nochris Minolan, says the Gemara in Masechta Yevamim Daf Chaf Gimel, why can't we say that the halacha of a Nochris and the halacha of a Shivcha are identical? So it says we can't learn a Nochris from a Shivcha. A Shivcha is a person that doesn't have her own life. She's subservient to her husband, to her owner. A Nochris, even though she's a Nochris, but she has an independent life. That's why we need a separate pasuk for Nochris. The Torah says when the Torah teaches us that we should not intermarry. The Torah says, "Lo sechatn bom bitcha lo sita lebnoi uvita lo sikach levenecha." The Torah says, "Lo sechatn bom." That kedushin. From here, we learn that the kedushin is not typhus. Says Gemara Ashkan, the loy tafsa bekedushin. Ask the Gemara the same question. So here we see that the kedushin is not typhus. However, how do we know shivlad kamaisim nolan? How do we know that her child has the child of a nokris has the same status as its mother? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Beichai. Amar Kro. The pasuk says bitcha leisita lebnoi uvita leisika lebnecha. Kiyasa es bincha machrei v'avda al him acherim. The pasuk says two cases. One is the bincha, your son, your Jewish son should not marry a non-Jewish woman, and your daughter should not marry a non-Jewish man. But the pasuk, in the case where your daughter married the non-Jewish man, that's where the Torah says kiyasar es bincha. We're worried that he's going to convince your son to leave Hashem because he has a non-Jewish father. So what do we see from here? Bincha ba miyisraelis, a bincha that comes from Yisraelis, kari bincha, and we have to worry about his status, that he shouldn't be in an environment, that he has a father who's not Jewish and convince him not to be a Jew. Bincha ba meyerevitz kechavim, but the child born from a non-Jewish mother is not bincha. Ela bina is her child, so we're not worried here that the child that's born is a Jewish child that's going to be convinced to leave the Jewish people because he's not a Jew in the first place. Vam Amar Ravina, Shema Mina. From here we see that ben bitcha ba menav kechavim, that if the child has a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, the halacha is that that child is kari bincha, that child is considered a Jewish child. Says the Gemara, Neima, should we perhaps say the kesav ravina, the avik kachavim ve'ever abba bas Yisrael, that if avik kachavim had relations with a Jewish woman, havlad mamzer, that we learned in our Mishnah, that if kedushin is not typhus, and there's an avera, the child is a mamzer, says the Gemara, no. Nay, the Vlad Koshloi Havi. Indeed, the child born from such a marriage of a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother is not considered a child that's kosher, as the Poskim call him. They call him a pogum of a apostle, me, Mikri. Where do we find that child is considered apostle? So the Shulchan Aruch says that a goy haba, the Shulchan Aruch says that a goy haba bas Yisrael, havlad Yisrael kosher, that if the child is born for a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father, child is a Jewish child, ve'ein tzarech geiris. And Taisa says that a goy haba bas Yisrael, that a goy that has relations with a Jewish woman, the halacha is that the child would require geiris, but the halacha is, as the Rambam paskens as well, that this child doesn't require geiris as well. There's a machloikus rishonim, however, what will be with the status with the, we just said that this child that's born from a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother is a pogum. He's not a mamzer, but he's a pogum. What will be his halacha being able to marry, if it's a girl, would she be allowed to marry a kohen? And the Rif's psak is that halacha is that he can marry a kohen. The Shar Malach says that the Rambam's opinion is as well that such a girl can marry a kohen. The Mishnah Lamelech says that the Rambam's opinion is that he cannot marry a kohen, and so too is the opinion of the Rosh, that the daughter of a Jewish mother and non-Jewish father should not marry a kohen. And the Ramban's opinion is that l'chatchila, such a child should not marry a kohen. But if he did marry, if she did marry a kohen, we don't break up the marriage. Ask the Gemara. We're learning from this psukim of Loises Chatenbaum and Kiyos Yosef Bincha Me'achrai that Kedushin are not typhus by a nakum, and therefore the child is follows the yichus of its mother. Ask the Gemara, Hahu, but those psukim are referring to, speak about the Shiva Goyim Ksiv, about the seven nations that we've mentioned in our shiurim that lived in Eretz Yisrael. But ask the Gemara, Shar Umas Menolan, how do we know that this halacha applies by the Shar Umas as well? Answers the Gemara Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kiyosas Bincha Me'achrai. The Pirah says, L'rabbis Kala Masirim. The halacha is talking about anybody where you have the situation where the father is not Jewish and the mother is Jewish, and you have the concern, as the Gemara has been articulating, that this non-Jewish father will convince his Jewish child not to follow in the way of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, throughout Shas, there's a machloikis Rav Shimon and Chachamim. Rav Shimon, when he has a pasuk that there's an obvious explanation of the pasuk, follows the explanation of the pasuk. So here, where the pasuk, as we just said, is concerned that the father will convince his child not to act in the way of Hashem, so that there's no reason why to differentiate between Shiva Umas and everyone else. El Rabbanon my Tama, but Rabbanon who aren't Dorish Tama the Krah. Rabbanon aren't Dorish Tama the Krah. So why are we saying that this Pasuk refers to all Nochrim? Answers the Gemara. The Pasuk teaches us the Aloch of Yifas Toyer, where a man goes out to war and he wants to bring home one of the women from captivity. And the Pasuk says, Omakra, when you bring her home, Miklal, from here we see that until you bring her home and you go through the Geirus process, loy tafsi b'kedushin. But ask the Gemara, fine, ashkechon loy tafsi b'kedushin. So this is clearly an indication that the kedushin with this woman, that's not a Geirus, it's a non-Jewish woman, there's no kedushin. But the question that we're learning of Lord the Kamaisa, that the child follows her status, Manolam, answers the Gemara, as we spoke earlier in the shiur, the pasuk of Ksianel ish tei noshim, achas ahuva v'sachsnua v'yod leibonim. So we see Ksiano is connected to v'yod leibonim. So we learn from here, kol hecha the karina by Ksiano, wherever kedushin is typhus, karina by v'yod leibonim, then the child goes after the father. However, kol hecha the like karina by Ksiano, when the kedushin is not typhus, like karina by v'yod leibonim, the children aren't following the father's yichus. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, ihachi shivcha nami, so that should be the case by a shivcha. Kedushin are not typhus with a shivcha, and if kedushin are not typhus with a shivcha, that's why the child follows her. Why do we have to have the limit of shvul lechem poyem achamor and a chanami? We don't have to have shvul lechem achamor, and we don't have to have hishavei yedet tila danel. Because we know through this limud that wherever the kedushin is not typhus, because the mother is a non-Jewish woman or the mother is a shivcha, the kedushin is not typhus. So if that's the case, shvul lechem poyem achamor is not a mitzvah, not an aveira. But the pasuk asked the gemara, ishvili dat tila den lomali. What do we need that pasuk? Lechatanya. It's needed for a different reason to teach us the halacha of ayim l'shechasu. Somebody says to a shivcha, arei at bas chayrin v'latcha evid. I'm freeing you, but not your child. The halacha is havlat k'maisa devarei b'yosei glili. Whatever happens to the mother, the child follows. The halacha is that the mother could be freed and has no bearing on the child. Mishum shenemar, because the ishav yiladeh atir ladanel. Ask the Gemara, my Talmuda, how do we learn from here that you could free the mother and leave the child? Amarava, says the Gemara, this is not a connection. This pasuk is referring to Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Rabbi Yosef Glili is teaching us that Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one that says you can't free the mother without freeing the child. Where does Rabbi Yosef Glili learn his halacha from? From the pasuk of Isha v'yodea tila denel. So the way the Brisa seems to read the Isha v'yodea tila denel is a pasuk explaining the Rabbanan's opinion. It's actually not a pasuk explaining the Rabbanan's opinion. It's actually the pasuk that explains the Rabbi Yosef Aglila's opinion, why the mother and the child travel together. But as far as the Chachamim, the Chachamim hold each one is an independent Eved. Since each one is an independent Eved, you could free the mother and not the child, or vice versa. So I saw a very interesting question. Here we're learning that if somebody has a non-Jewish father and a Jewish mother, the child is considered a Jew. The Paiskim discuss that when there was an incident where there's a child in a yeshiva, in a Jewish school, and they recognize that this child is a fine child, but upon doing research, they discover that this child's father is non-Jewish. So we know that normally our approach to Gerim is that we try to discourage Gerim. With the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Siman Reish Samaches Sif Beis teaches us, Kishbol is Geir, when a Ger comes to be a Geir, we say to him, Ma Reis Shabosl is Geir, why would you want to be a Ger? And especially in this case, where we have every reason to believe that the child is interested in, that the husband is only interested in becoming a Ger because he wants to remain with his wife. He wants to be able to leave his child in this school where the child is doing well. So that's not a sincere Geris. So what should be the halacha? So the Cheshukei Chemed discusses that in such a situation, based on our Gemara said that what is the big concern when the mother is Jewish and the father is not Jewish? Do we concern that the father is going to convince the child to not act in a Jewish way? And the child is Jewish. So therefore he says that in this case where we want that this child should grow up as a Jew, hopefully as a religious Jew, says the Gemara, says the Chushek Chemed, and he quotes a Shalos HaTshuvos Achiezer, that in this case, that where we have very strong positive reasons to want to accept this Geiris, if the Beis Din sees that this person is going to accept Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs as he's supposed to accept, the halacha he suggests is that we could accept this individual as a Ger, even though without trying to discourage him.